Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Wife, mom, doctor, pediatrician, also does a ton of gardening. I covet your guardian, Dr. Mass. Hi, Marion.
I'm missing my garden. There's not much growing right now.
Yeah, in this frigid weather. You know, I've interviewed you and talked to you about PBM reform. You have been serving on that bipartisan Capitol Hill panel where you have talked a lot about this, looked into this. And before we get to the Bucks County issue and what people need to know, I just wanted to ask you if, with regard to medical reform, transparency, all of that, are there any advancements that you either that you can update us on, because I know this is something that you continually work on, or is there something that within the next, week or so, you expect some changes?
Oh, the next week or so.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. I don't know that we'll get to it in the next week or so, but there's some great stuff happening. Right before the last Congress broke, they looked at that big bill. I'm not unhappy that the big bill failed, but there was a lot of talk about putting PBM reform in there. And the big bill, the PBMs were not able to get, these are the drug pharmaceutical middlemen, they were not able to extract that from the big bill, which was a win for all of those of us who are pushing for real, true PBM reform. And there's a lot of us who think we can get something done in the upcoming Congress. Everyone is talking about it. I've had lawmakers tell me you can't swing a cat around here without running into a middleman bill. Mm-hmm. Our president is talking about it. I've listened to his words. Look, I went to the White House in 2018, talked to them about PBMs. I'm sure others did too. It wasn't like they were calling only me, but, you know, invited to the drug pricing panel in the Rose Garden the same year. President Trump has been big on this issue. But you know what? The other thing that I'll say is for anyone listening is this is an across the aisle issue. I believe it was yesterday or the day before, the FTC, and this is Biden's FTC, and there's people who do and don't like Lina Khan, but I think she's done some great work to expose these PBM middlemen. And so there was a second report released yesterday. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, the PBMs are responsible for 1,000% plus markups on life-saving drugs for cancer.
Yeah.
Some of these drugs going up to like over 7,000%. And for those of us who have been watching, you know, Dawn, you've been very upfront talking about your own son and, you know, his diabetes diagnosis. And you and I have talked about this before. You know, we've all done the deep dive. Those increases in the costs of life-saving insulin, 80% of them were flowing to these drug middlemen. Now, keep in mind, these drug middlemen, they don't make the product. They don't do the research. They don't even move the stuff around the country. They're like a bunch of bookies writing contracts, and they do a whole lot more, too. And, you know, there's a lot of people angry at pharma right now, and I'm not saying that pharma is blameless, but there are times when we need pharmaceuticals. You know, you just talked about your friend Rich Scioli,
mm-hmm.
you know, praying that he gets some good antibiotics and he's able to keep his infection out of his bloodstream. When you need pharmaceutical products, you need them.
Yeah.
We have good pharmaceutical products from our country. Does pharma have to come to a reckoning with some of what they've done and how they keep patents rolling? Absolutely. But low-hanging fruit, these middlemen, enough mm-hmm. already. know, once again, let's plan a series of shows, Dawn. I'll break it down. And for anyone listening in the Warrington area, the Warrington GOP has kindly asked me in to talk about these middlemen. I think that's coming up in February.
So we'll promote that.
I'm very excited about that. Yeah, so just, I'll get you that information.
Yeah, we'd love it with Dr. Mass. So here's the thing, just to headline the latest news. And this is the Federal Trade Commission releasing that second report and really criticizing into, you know, just really critical of how the business practices of pharmacy benefit managers, the PBMs, that's what we're talking about, and how they could be, you know, inflating these drug costs in the U.S. And this is really the back and forth, right, between antitrust regulators in the Biden administration and then the controversial, the so-called middlemen that Dr. Miriam Emass is talking about in the drug supply chain. So, and full disclosure here, I've fully disclosed, I have United Healthcare. You're talking about the Optum Rx. They're among those accused, right, Dr. Mass, accused of jacking up the price of these life-saving drugs.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is, it's causing a problem down the line. If you think about it, too, like one of the other big PBMs is CVS Caremark.
Mm-hmm. Cigna.
They're owned by CVS Health. And yes, and Cigna owns Express Scripts, that's now called something else, Evernorth, I think. You know, when these little companies start changing their names, you know they must be busy doing something wrong.
if you're changing your name. Bat signal. I love it. So we wanted to update you on that one. The other story that we're, and I had seen you actually just an hour ago, you wrote, our government hires Optum, serve a branch of United Healthcare that owns one of the big three PBMs that we just mentioned. And then you wrote that our government granted PBMs the right to receive kickbacks and have it, that's legal for them to do. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people still to this minute don't realize that, because what we're told is, oh, well, we provide you a concierge service. So this is, you know, it's not described as the government even now is describing it as these investigators. But a lot of people think, oh, this is nice. It's a people-friendly concierge service. And they don't even realize what that means, because nothing's for free, you know?
No, nothing's for free. And especially the drugs that make it onto the formularies. I mean, people like to call them rebates, but I call them kickbacks, because they have that exemption from the anti-kickback statutes. One of the functions of PBMs is to create the list of drugs called formularies that your insurance company covers. So the insurance company owns the PBM. The PBM collects money from the pharmaceutical companies. How are we to come to any other conclusion is that they take that money and then that's what they put on the formulary. It's pay to play. And it's becoming, you know, a very big problem. It's been a big problem for a long time. When I learned about this in 2018, I thought, oh, my gosh, people are going to be thrilled in Washington, D.C. This is when I was naive. I'm going to go tell them about these kickbacks, and they're going to want to do something about it. And
yes.
Turns out, like, the physicians in Congress, a lot of them do want to do something about it, and they've been some of the premier people in working on this reform. And, you know, across the aisle. Although I will say there have been more friendly Republicans for this than there have been friendly Democrats for this. That's just a factual bit of information. But there have been some, and they've been excellent on both sides of the aisle. But, yes, they receive kickbacks. The government gave them that right. And the other thing, it's 100% true that both HHS and CMS have contracts with OptumServe, which is an arm of United Healthcare. I believe one of the contracts, I'll have to look into my details, but one of them, OptumServe is helping the government find, root out, define, and prevent waste, fraud, and abuse. Now, if they're charging you, if they're marking up by over 7,000% and they're collecting kickbacks, and they're the ones that are coming in to, like, you know, prevent waste, fraud, and abuse, this is madness. I mean, it's like laughable. Where's the Doge? Come on, Doge. I'm like waiting for you. Just call. Look me up. I have an open inbox on X.
This is, it's so true when you talk about transparency. And also, you've been concerned about hospital price transparency. So is that something that's that you see will, I don't know, get better? You had actually texted me the other day about that, how much it could save $1 billion with hospital price transparency. You know, every time, and it's not me, it's not my husband, it's my son with the type 1, right? So, geez, something goes wrong, and then you end up in the hospital. And then the other day he said, I'm not going to the ER because of the hospital bill, which, you know, that you, your heart just sinks. You don't want, you know, anybody in your life to think about that. But I think people do, because they know that that bill that is going to be this big surprise. And it's like the game of Monopoly where, you know, you land on the wrong thing and boom, you get this huge bill and think, oh my goodness, how am I going to, how am I going to pay this?
Oh, it's very frightening. And, you know, the, in the big picture, if we're paying, if our insurance companies are coming along and saying, hey, we're paying more for these drugs, and then they're coming along and they're saying, we're paying this big outlay for this hospital stay, then they come along to the patients later and they say, we up your premiums. I mean, everyone's premiums have gone up year by year. And it's once again, just like I said, with pharmaceuticals, you know, the hospitals, we need hospitals. But if the hospitals are pushing back against having price transparency for their prices, one should be asking, why are they pushing back? If you're hiding something, you must have something to hide.
Yeah.
And this has been another issue that in the House, they really look like they took this on. Energy and Commerce had the best bill on hospital price transparency. They passed it unanimously. This is a bipartisan committee. They passed a great bill unanimously. The bill got watered down by, you know, other committees. And then even so, the House still, with a big margin and in a bipartisan way, passed a price transparency bill. And they did it at the end of 2023. And the Senate just sat on it. I mean, I'd like to know from Chuck Schumer why he's just sitting on that, you know, because then nothing happened. And price transparency didn't make it even into the final year-end bill, which, by the way, little segue, we should all be complaining all year long and telling them, stop putting it off into the end and trying to fool us with some big omnibus bill at the end of the year. Because then that's when we get in trouble, right? You know, like, because Lord knows what's stuffed into an omnibus bill. It turns into a, you got to pass it to know what's in it, which I'm really not interested in that kind of a bill. They need to get on their jobs and get their jobs done way before we hit December, you know? I mean, my gosh, Dawn, as a pediatrician, imagine, I said this actually when I did a panel in Congress, imagine if I only was trying to look like I was doing my job. That's not what I'm interested in. I'm interested in doing my job and taking care of my patients. Why aren't they?
That's well said. I mean, it's, I laugh, but it's sort of like you want to laugh and cry all at once, you know, when you think about the reality of what you just said. I will say, Dan Borowski had a great question, because just this morning the news broke that the Biden administration, the FDA, now banning the use of red dye number 3, the synthetic dye. We've talked a lot about this. I mean, I don't think it goes into effect until like 2027 or 28 or something. But, you know, as a pediatrician, you know this well with your garden. You talk about eating whole foods. So what's your reaction to the fact that, you know, finally they've done what I think other like states like California did a long time ago?
My reaction is, why give us something we don't need? I think in honor of this, I'm going to take a picture of my garden beets and put them up on the on my Twitter. Great beets. And they make such a beautiful color. And I make this wonderful hummus. And people are like, my God, look at this. It's a beautiful color. What's in it? I'm like, beets. You know, no red dye number 3 or 5 or whatever. I don't care what number you got. Why do we need it?
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba
Casino. Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Yeah, it's, You know, I learned it, and we're going to Italy again this spring. I, for the first time, when I was in Italy, that was, we've talked about it, eye-opening to me, how they and the people in Europe and other countries in the world, they talk about America, how they are baffled at the fact that we say we're the greatest nation. I think we are, but that our government allows the processing, and I think now we're becoming aware. Anyway, I want to switch gears because I want to talk about something, and that is the AAP president, right? This is somebody who practiced in Bucks County for 36 years, and there are some concerns, and I saw this trending on social media. Wanted to ask you about this particular individual because I'm seeing more and more. She's the newly elected president of the American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, and her name is Dr. Susan Cressley. So why is it that I'm seeing this concern? I'm getting DMs, I'm getting texts, I'm seeing it on social media, not being maybe widely reported as far as concerns, but are you hearing the same thing, and what are your concerns?
I'm hearing from a lot of pediatricians that they were very angry at the letter that was put out on January 8th, 2025, addressed to the Secretary Anthony Blinken, and it was regarding a pediatrician in Gaza. And from what I can read, there is question that this pediatrician has ties to Hamas and the hospital that he was working at does. And the letter at the beginning, it says, on behalf of the American Academy of Pediatrics, a nonprofit professional medical organization, and 67,000 primary care pediatricians, pediatric medical specialists, and surgical specialists dedicated to health, safety, and well-being. Dr. Cressley is writing to seek the assistance of the U.S. government to inquire about this pediatrician's whereabouts. Now, what do I, you know, when I read this, I think a couple things. I think, first of all, I don't want to be put into a position if I were in charge of a large pediatric organization with everything else that we have as problems in medicine, that all of a sudden for geopolitical conflicts that I'm supposed to be an expert on that too. I mean, I don't know. Do the AAP offer geopolitical expertise classes to their presidents and to all the people that serve on their board? I mean, you know, it's a nonprofit. You can go look it up. There's 28 people on that board with six-figure salaries. Their CEO and EVP, by the way, is a lawyer who makes close to $800,000. But I don't look upon it that this is something that I want in my role as a pediatrician. There's enough that we need to advocate for to get good quality medical care in our country and to get our children healthy again. You know, during my time as a pediatrician, I've watched a rise in mental health problems, physical health problems, chronic diseases, increasing costs, decreasing access, and yet I pick this up. And the other thing that I have to say is that when October 7th, 2023 happened, that was horrifying. And it took the AAP until the end of February to write a letter about that. Mm-hmm. So why is there this big discrepancy days after this pediatrician with potential ties to a terrorist organization is detained, days after someone is writing to inquire about his whereabouts? And yet after October 7th, when we know young women were raped, kidnapped, children are still in captivity. Mm-hmm. From the October 7th kidnapping.
Yes.
And it took them months to comment on it. And if you look up their statement that they put out in February, it was a very non-biased statement, you could say. They spoke for children both in Gaza and in Israel. But this is a very unilateral move and a one-sided statement. And I think I'm hearing from pediatricians around the country that they're angry. And I've had several say they don't plan on giving them dues anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think what this does is it inflames a lot of tensions.
Yeah.
I don't understand how, you know, it also bothers me because I think a lot of people have the misconception that every doctor belongs to the AMA, every pediatrician belongs to the AAP. I'm actually trying to find out percentages of doctors, of pediatricians that are AAP members. Because when I look up in the AAMC, there's only 62,000 active pediatricians in America. So I don't understand the number 67,000, mm-hmm. number one. And number two, you know, my goodness, the AMA, less than 12% of physicians in America belong to the AMA. I can't imagine that it's such a high percentage for the AAP. Maybe it is. I mean, I'm still mm-hmm. trying to find out those numbers.
I had searched Dr. Mass under just the hashtag Stop Antisemitism, just to see, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. I'll go through and I'm just doing searches. And in this one, there are various groups from across the country where they're asking the question about Dr. Susan Kressley, the newly elected president of the American Academy of Pediatrics, and asking why, you know, some of what you said, she's not advocating sort of for everybody, but rather seems to be using her position of power. And that's across the board, all these different groups that I don't necessarily think are connected. What they're saying is they're asking, first of all, the question, she used her position of power to reach out to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. And they say she's doing this in a way that's kind of scapegoating Israel for the ongoing war in Gaza, not advocating for the Jewish victims, but rather sort of one-sided in her approach. And also the fact that she's not speaking about the fact that medical institutions in that region are being sort of weaponized and used as these human shields for Hamas. Those are the things I'm seeing. Is that a piece of what you're hearing?
I'm definitely hearing that very thing. I think why people are hurt is they think to themselves, I don't think I've seen at any time that the AAP's come out and spoken against the atrocities on October 7th in a strong way. And yet we have, you know, speaking out for this pediatrician captured. Now, should we have concern about the children who that pediatrician was taking care of? Mm-hmm. Well, of course. But, you know, there was a hospital bombed in Kiev in July of this year. It was a pediatric hospital. There was no comment made for that. You know, yeah. Children are captured and by Boko Haram in Africa, and there's no AAP commentary about that. The question is why are we so very quick to jump onto this issue mm-hmm. and to bring it up? And it, in a way, it feels a little bit like, you know, we had all the problems on the college campuses, and yes. people are questioning, you know, wait a second, why aren't you coming down on demonstrations when people seem to be lifting up the work of terrorists? You know, this glory to the martyrs. And I'm not saying the AAP said that. They didn't. But again, essentially what this does is at a time when we have a growing distrust for doctors. I mean, I know this. You know, we talk about it all the time as physicians. People are distrusting us for many reasons. But this is going to take a certain segment of the population or our Jewish friends, and especially Jewish doctors, now they will have distrust in the AAP. Yeah. I certainly hope, I will say that I do know that the practice that Dr. Kressley ran here was very well regarded, and I've talked to many patients that were patients there, and they loved their care at the practice, and the practice still has her name on it, and they still love their care there, and that there's very good doctors there. And I don't mean to be creating distrust there, mm-hmm. but the public needs to hear that, right? They need to understand. Yeah. And I think someone needs to get the question answered. Why and how did you come to the process where you're speaking out about this particular this particular geopolitical incident? Because it's going to create bad feelings, anger, and distrust. And speaking of anger, that group Stop Antisemitism, I put up a picture on Twitter in reply to one of the posts about this, and it was a photo of me, and it said, I'm a pediatrician and the AAP doesn't speak for me. The replies on it, my goodness, there's a couple in there where I'm called I'm called the C word, although they spelled it with a K. You know, I kind of think if you're gonna go potty mouth, you know, gee, you can't even spell the potty mouth word. It's kind of embarrassing, really.
That's funny.
Well, I guess it is. But, you know, like you read that and your heart kind of stops for a minute.
When I mean, it's horrible.
You're thinking, yeah. I mean, it's you know, look, Dawn, we're both women. Like, when people bring out that word, we know. Like, mm-hmm. we just immediately, like, freeze up, right? And you're like, ooh, wow. Yeah, so there were some very unsavory replies to that. But all I said is this organization doesn't mm-hmm. speak for me. And I think we have a right to question how this happened, especially knowing that this organization is a multi-million dollar organization. You can look up their 990s, as did I, and you can look up the fact that they lobby with over $1 million a year in a very partisan way, I might add. And you know, there we are, USA granting them nonprofit status, and there's a lot of people profiting because, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. 28 people that are employed by this organization have six-figure salaries.
Yeah, and it's just like I say, the pattern is always it becomes like a money laundering situation, and we see that over and over. So everybody follow Dr. Mass, Dr. Marion E. Mass, on social media, and make sure that we'll have, you know, our own army, if you will, of maybe defending you and making sure that they know they can't mess with Mass, because we love you. So until next time.
You're very kind.
Oh, no, I mean it. I mean, we respect you and we appreciate you. Well, look, we've covered a lot here and there's a lot to follow. And like you said, with the budget, what's going on and holding those elected officials, you know, to accountability. But Dr. Marion E. Mass, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, and I'm happy to spread a clip of this around.
Yes. Well, it's my honor.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.